Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Kalim Perkid Gimel Mishnah Chas and Perkid Dalad Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosas to Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zachar Find Joseph Gogon Bikar of Mamish. And this Mishnah discusses two different types of combs meant for combing two different types of materials. So the first one is Masrek Shel Pishton, a flax comb. It's meant for smoothing out the fibers of flax. Shenitl Shinov, that its teeth were removed. Vinishtar Bashtaim, but there's at least two teeth remaining. Tami it's still Tami or it's Makabel Toma. That's because it could still be used. However, Achas, if there's only one tooth, Tahor, it's Tar because it can't be used. Now in regards to all these teeth of this comb, if they're by themselves, they're also makabel toma because they could be used by themselves for something else. Now, the next type of comb, v'shel tzemer, is a wool comb. It's designed differently than a flax comb. Shenit l'shin of achas v'neitayim. If every other tooth was removed, tahar. So now it's tahar because it's not able to be used anymore. Now nishtayr b'shal shmakam echad tame. However, if there was three teeth all in the same spot, lined up with each other, so it is tame still because it could be used. But ha'isachitzon achas mehen, if one of the outer ones, meaning one of the teeth at the end of the row, is one of those three that was remaining, tahar, so it's tahar, and that's because the ones at the ends of the rows were very thick and stubby, and they're not actually used in the combing process, so for all intents and purposes, it's just like two teeth are remaining, not three. Now let's say nitlu menu shtayim v'ason l'malketes, let's say two of these teeth were removed, and he turned them into a tweezer of sorts, tameyos, so they're tame, because now that's like a separate kli. Now let's say achas, he even took one out, v'skinu l'ner, and he's metakinet, he fixed it up, to use for cleaning out a lamp, alimituach, or for weave, Tameya, so that's also Tame, because it has real use, so it's like a regular kli. Moving on to Perek Yudal Mishnah Aleph, now we discuss when metal kalim that have a receptacle, a bowl, a plate, a pitcher, a barrel, something like that, then when they break or crack or get a hole in them, so now they're not considered a kli anymore, and therefore they're either not Makabal Toma, or if they were Tame, now they're Tahar. So now we discuss what the shear is. Klematacha is Kamhu Shiurun, a metal kli. What's its shear? That even if it's broken or cracked or has a hole in it, it's still considered a kli, so it's Eid Makabal Toma, or again, it still is Tame if it became Tame before. So Adli, a bucket that's used for drawing water, Kadela Malis by, it has to still be able to draw water with it, maybe not the maximum amount to the top of the bucket, but it still has to be able to draw water with it in order for us to say that it's still considered a kli. However, if it's cracked, if it has a hole in it, something, and it can't be used for drawing any water, so it's not a kli. What about the following? Kumkum, this is a small pot meant for heating up water, Kadela Yachim by, he has to be able to heat up some water in it, and Mecham is a large pot used for heating up a lot of water, Kadela Kabel Slayim, it has to be able to hold Slayim, which are large coins, meaning even though it can't be used for heating up water, as long as they would hold these coins, so it's still considered a kli. Another type, halefes, this is a copper pot that's meant for heating up water, then small dishes, like small cups are placed inside and washed in this hot water, so kedei l'kabel kitaynos, it has to be able to hold these small cups in it, in order to be able to consider it a kli. Now kitaynos, what about these small cups? Kedei l'kabel prutos, they have to be able to hold prutos, which are small coins, and then it's still considered a kli. Onto different types of kelim, midos yayin, measuring cups or vessels for wine, b'yayin, they have to be able to hold wine in them and be able to measure out at least a certain amount of wine in order to be able to consider it a kli still. Or zemidas shaman, measuring kalim for oil, b'shaman, they have to be able to hold oil. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, he argues regarding measuring kalim that they do not have to be able to hold either wine or oil and still measure it out a little bit in order to be able to still be considered a kli. Kulan b'prutas, all of them have to be able to hold coins in them, and as long as you could still use it as a storage receptacle for coins, it's still considered a kli and kum makabel toma, or again, if it was tame, it's still is Tame. Now Rabbi Akiva Eimer, he gives a general comment regarding metal kalim, hamachoser chatifa Tame. If we have a metal kli that doesn't have a cover, meaning the cover wasn't made for it yet, or maybe he lost the cover and you really do need to have a cover for it, still Tame, it's Tame because the kli itself is still perfectly fine. Whereas hamachoser latisha, if it's not smoothed out, which means the kli was made but it wasn't finished, this is what we called earlier golme kli matachais, it's unfinished metal kalim, so it's not smoothed out yet, tahar, then they're tahar. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to cause more kalim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.